It's that time again for the Thursday afternoon edition of Public Health Matters. Cindy Hilbisch here, health educator with Coshocton County Health Department. Did you know that January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the different forms of human trafficking and how to spot it? You may think this is a big city problem, but human trafficking is happening in the U.S. in suburbs and here in rural towns too, irrespective of age, race, gender identity, sex, ethnicity, nationality, immigration status, or socioeconomic class. Human trafficking is defined as exploiting a person through force, fraud, or coercion. This includes sex trafficking, forced labor, and domestic servitude, all which are very profitable crimes. Breaking it down to the different types of human trafficking, in sex trafficking, victims are manipulated or forced against their will to engage in sex acts for money. In forced labor, victims are made to work for little or no pay, very often forced to manufacture or grow products that we use and consume every day. In domestic servitude, victims are hidden in plain sight, forced to work in homes across the U.S. as nannies, maids, or domestic help. Victims of human trafficking might be afraid to come forward, and we may not recognize the signs, even if it's happening right in front of us. Recognizing key indicators of human trafficking is the first step in identifying victims and can help save a life. So ask yourself these questions. Does the person appear disconnected from family or friends? Any sudden or dramatic change in behavior? Is the person disoriented or confused, showing signs of mental or physical abuse, appearing fearful, timid, or submissive? Does the person have bruises in various stages of healing? Does this person show signs of having been denied food, water, sleep, or medical care? Is this person often accompanied by someone to whom he or she defers, appear to be coached on what to say? Is there a lack of personal possessions or stable living situation? Does the person have freedom of movement, able to freely leave where they live, or are there unreasonable security measures? If you suspect trafficking, report it to federal law enforcement by calling 1-866-347-2423, or you can submit a tip online at www.ice.gov/tips. Are you a victim? Call the National Human Trafficking Hotline for help at 1-888-373-7888 or text the word HELP to 233-733. That's H-E-L-P to 233-733 or be free. If someone is in immediate danger, call 911 or local law enforcement first. Remember, if you see something, say something. That's it for today's edition of Public Health Matters. Catch some more health and safety tips here next Thursday at 12:30. Stay safe, everyone.